Howdy, folks. You know, one thing about poverty, it deprives you of a lot of things you're better off without. You know? This is Pat Buttram inviting you for a delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment, but we try to keep you up to date on things that are happening in the world. Some of you may think I slipped up now, not mentioning that last week was Save the Horse Week. But, well, I didn't say anything about it because what do you save the horse from? With the thousands of tractors now in use, we're sure saving a lot of horses from work. Horses have decreased, maybe, but seems to me they have a pretty good thing these days. They don't do much plowing anymore, and, well, they made the last run of the Pony Express long ago. Of course, with Western pictures more popular than ever, maybe Save the Horse Week means save the horse from getting kissed by cowboy stars. Well, now, this week we're in the midst of National Macaroni Week, and it's also National Donut Week, which makes me see a real appetizing picture of a donut smothered in macaroni, you know? Sort of a donut macaroni shortcake, you know? Well, the donut, that'll keep the macaroni from slipping and sliding off the plate. Macaroni and donuts, that might become the ham and eggs of tomorrow. Who knows? Well, another thing about this week, it's a good time to start chewing double mint gum after every meal to help, you know, keep your teeth clean. And besides, gives you a lot of other healthful aids, too. Double mint delivers every help it promises and a lot of long-lasting, satisfying pleasure besides. So you enjoy it often every day, will you? And chew it after every meal for sure. That's healthful, refreshing double mint chewing gum. Well, I think Paula Richards was thinking about double mint when she picked the song she's going to sing for you right now.
So you met someone who set you back on your heel. Goody, goody. So you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody. So you gave her your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And she broke it in little pieces. Now how do you do? So you lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody. So you thought that love was a barrel of dynamite. Well, hooray and hallelujah, you had it coming to you. Goody, goody for her. Goody, goody for me. And I hope you're satisfied. You rascal, you.
You know, if anybody asks us, we say we speak English. Well, after a fashion anyway, you know, but we sure don't speak English English. What reminded me of that was reading in the New York Times that England's Prince Charles has made the grade at boarding school. Yes, sir, they say he's been passed by his schoolmates as a good Joe, you know. Well, now, the way the English put it, he turned out to be neither a weed nor a wet, they said. Well, in England, weed, that means unpopular. And a wet, that's a fellow who cries when his parents leave him at school for the first time. Over here, I guess, here a wet is the same as a drip, huh? Our expressions are further apart than that when it comes to automobiles. Now, they call gasoline petrol, and the hood of a car, that's the bonnet. And they call the choke a strangler, and a generator, let's see, that's a dynamo. Shock absorbers, they're dampers, and fenders are wings. And, oh, there's one I really like, the glove compartment. They call that the cubby locker. And on top of all this confusion, the British drive on the left side of the street to top it all off. Well, if you're ever confused about what to give children for a treat, something they'll like, it'll be good for them, too. Well, the answer's real simple. It's double mint chewing gum. Double mint is a long-lasting treat which goes over real big with young'uns. And another thing, double mint's never rich or heavy, which means the boys and girls, they can just chew it right before lunch or supper without spoiling their appetites, you see. So give the youngsters double mint chewing gum. You'll make them real happy. Well, you'll be happy to know that the Halloran Quartet is all warmed up now to give you a selection.
Down in Louisiana where the sugar cane grows, oh, oh my, lives Miss Susiana, she's the sweetest girl I know, oh, oh my. When my work is over amongst the sugar cane, to her home I go just at the bend of the lane. Neath her cabin window I am singing this refrain. Oh, oh, my,
oh, my. Can't you see the night of falling? Whippoorwill a singing low. Don't you hear the crickets calling? Calling you and me to go, to go. Susie, don't you keep me waiting. If you do, twill cause me pain. The moon is shining and my heart is pining. Meet me down among the sugar. Down among the sugar cane.
The sugar cane.
Oh, my, I never get tired of good singing like that. Another thing I never do get tired of is chewing delicious double mint gum, either. Well, the easy chewing holds so much satisfying pleasure, and it's helpful at the same time, you know, like making the time pass faster when you're doing a tedious job or something. Yeah, my taste always runs to double mint. Now, it's time for the Buttram bonus. Well, today's Buttram bonus is a helpful lesson on how to address an older person. Some folks, the old folks, they really get lathered up if they figure you're disrespectful. And some of them get real fussy if they think you're being too respectful, too. I guess nobody likes to be called old. And well, some of my friends tell me that elderly is even worse. That's just old dressed up a little. Some folks, they've recommended saying senior citizens, but that's not very practical, I don't think. For example, now, if you met a much older person on the street, how'd it sound if you said, good morning, senior citizen? I don't know. He'd probably cane you right on the spot there. Now, of course, you can always fudge and use the term middle-aged. That covers a lot of territory. You can flatter a person that's really ancient by calling him middle-aged. But if you refer to a person of around 40 as middle-aged, you're apt to get hit with a bottle of vitamin pills or something. I always thought Fibber McGee had a good idea when he called older people kiddo, he called them. Of course, it's not a term you'd use in opening a conversation with your banker, but it's for the more informal type of conversation, I guess. What I always try to do is keep any reference to age out of my conversation with older people. Maybe that's a coward's way of handling the situation, but, well, one safe phrase in addressing older people is, my old friend. It's kind of weak, but it's certainly an improvement on some of the other expressions, such as old duffer or old goat or old galoot. That's another one. One last word. If any offspring of mine ever refers to me as my old man, I'm going to get out the razor strop and give it a workout right there. And I hope you'll do the same. Well, that's our Buttram bonus for today, and Paula and Bill have a duet that fits in real nice with it, When Your Hair Has Turned to Silver.
Here is my heart with all my love. They both belong to you.
Year after year, I love you, dear, no matter what we go through.
When your hair has turned to silver, I will love you just the same. I will only call sweetheart, that will always be your name.
Through a garden filled with roses,
down the sunset trail we'll stray.
When your hair has turned to silver, I will love you as today. I will love you as
today. Very beautiful. Well, we've got more visiting to do, but no time to do it in. We'll be back tomorrow, though. You know, I get so much pleasure out of double mint chewing gum that I just naturally think you will, too. So you get some real soon and see that there's always plenty around your home for everyone in your family to enjoy, too. Well, for now, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that, either a woman can show a lot of style or a style can show a lot of woman. Goodbye now. We'll see you tomorrow.